O Jesus, eternal truth, our life, I call upon you and beg your mercy for poor sinners. O sweetest heart of my Lord, full of pity and unfathomable mercy, I plead with you for poor sinners. O most sacred heart, font of mercy, from which gush forth rays of inconceivable graces upon the entire human race, I beg of you light for poor sinners. O Jesus, be mindful of your own bitter passion, and do not permit the loss of souls redeemed at so dear a price of your most precious blood. Let every soul trust in this passion of the Lord and place its hope in his mercy. God will not deny his mercy to anyone. Heaven and earth may change, but God's mercy will never be exhausted. I desire to bring all sinners to your feet, that they may glorify your mercy throughout endless ages. I now embrace the whole world and ask you for mercy for it. We now start the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up before the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
we trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
we trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Now to introduce each decade of the chaplet, I'm going to read passages from the diary of Saint Faustina related to the five sorrowful mysteries. The first one is the agony of Jesus in the garden. I entered into the sufferings which Jesus underwent in the Garden of Olives. The Lord passed me to his heart and said, I give you a small portion of my passion, but do not be afraid. Be brave. Do not seek relief, but accept everything with submission to my will. When Jesus was taking leave of me, such great pain filled my soul that it is impossible to express it. Physical strength left me. I left the chapel quickly and went to bed. I was oblivious of what was going on around me. My soul was filled with longing for the Lord, and all the bitterness of his divine heart was imparted to me. This lasted about 3 hours. I asked the Lord to protect me from the eyes of those around me. Although I wanted to, I could not take any food all day until evening. I earnestly desired to spend the whole night with Jesus in the dark prison cell. I prayed until 11 o'clock. At 11, the Lord said to me, "Lie down and take your rest. I have let you experience in 3 hours what I suffered during the whole night." And I immediately went to bed. The world still has no idea at all that Jesus suffered. I accompanied him to the Garden of Gethsemane. I stayed with him in the prison. I went with him before the judges. I underwent with him each of the tortures. Not a single one of his movements or looks escaped my notice. I came to know all the omnipotence of his love and of his mercy toward souls.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
The second decade is the scourging at the pillar. When I came for adoration, an inner recollection took hold of me immediately, and I saw the Lord Jesus tied to a pillar, stripped of his clothes, and the scourging began immediately. I saw four men who took turns at striking the Lord with scourges. My heart almost stopped at the turns, at the sight of these tortures. The Lord said to me, "I suffer even greater pain than that which you see." And Jesus gave me to know what sins he subjected himself to the scourging. These are sins of impurity. Oh, how dreadful was Jesus' moral suffering during the scourging. Then Jesus said to me, "Look and see the human race in its present condition." In an instant, I saw horrible things. The executioners left Jesus, and other people started scourging him. They seized the scourges and struck the Lord mercilessly. These were priests, religious men and women, and high dignitaries of the church, which surprised me greatly. There were lay people of all ages and walks of life. All vented their malice on the innocent Jesus. Seeing this, my heart fell as if into a mortal agony. And while the executioners had been scourging him, Jesus had been silent, looking into the distance. But when those other souls I mentioned scourged him, Jesus closed his eyes, and a soft but almost painful moan escaped from his heart. And Jesus gave me to know in detail the gravity of the malice of these ungrateful souls. You see, this is a torture greater than my death. Then my lips too fell silent, and I began to experience the agony of death. And I felt that no one could comfort me or snatch me from that state but the one who had put me into it. Then the Lord said to me, I see the sincere pain in your heart, which brought great solace to my heart. See and take comfort.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for my sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The third decade is the crowning with thorns. When I became immersed in the Lord's passion, I often see the Lord Jesus in this manner. After the scourging, the torturers took the Lord and stripped him of his own garment, which had already adhered to the wounds. As they took it off, his wounds reopened. Then they threw a dirty and tattered scarlet cloak over the fresh wounds of the Lord. The cloak, in some places, barely reached his knees. They made him on a piece of beam, and then they wove a crown of thorns, which they put on his sacred head. They put a reed in his hand and made fun of him, bowing to him as to a king. Some spat in his face, while others took the reed and struck him on the head with it. Others caused him pain by slapping him. Still, others covered his face and struck him with their fists. Jesus bore all this with meekness. Who can comprehend him? Comprehend his suffering? Jesus' eyes were downcast. I sensed what was happening in the most sweet heart of Jesus at that time. Let every soul reflect on what Jesus is suffering at that moment. They tried to outdo each other in insulting the Lord. I reflected, where does such malice in man come from? It was caused by sin. Love and sin have met.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, and the blood, the soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement
friends and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The fourth decade is the carrying of the cross. Then I saw the Lord Jesus nailed to the cross. When he had hung it in it for a while, I saw a multitude of souls crucified like him. Then I saw a second multitude of souls and a third. The second multitude were not nailed to their crosses, but were holding them firmly in their hands. The third were neither nailed to their crosses nor holding them firmly in their hands, but they were dragging their crosses behind them and were discontent. Jesus then said to me, "Do you see these souls? Those who are like me, in the pain and contempt they suffer, will be like me also in glory. And those who resemble me less in pain and contempt will also bear less resemblance to me in glory."
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The fifth decade is the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus. During Holy Mass, I saw the Lord Jesus nailed upon the cross amidst great torments. A soft moan issued from his heart. After some time, he said, "I thirst. I thirst for the salvation of souls. Help me, my daughter, to save souls. Join your sufferings to my passion and offer them to the Heavenly Father for sinners." Then I saw two rays issue from his side, just as they appear in the image. I then felt my soul, the desire to give souls, to empty myself for the sake of poor sinners. I offered myself, together with the dying Jesus, to the eternal Father for the salvation of the whole world. O my Jesus, my master and director, strengthen and enlighten me in these difficult moments of my life. I expect no help from people. All my hope is in you. I feel alone in the face of your demands, O Lord. Despite the fears and qualms of my nature, I am fulfilling your holy will and desire to fulfill it as faithfully as possible throughout my life and in my death. Jesus, with you I can do all things. Do with me as you please. Only give me your merciful heart, and that will be enough for me.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. The praises of divine mercy. The love of God is the flower, mercy the fruit. Let the doubting soul read these considerations on divine mercy and become trusting. The response is, I trust in you. Divine mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father. Divine mercy, greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, font gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomable by any intellect, human or angelic.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, source of miracles and wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, descending to earth in the person of the incarnate Word.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, which flowed out from the open wound of the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the sacred host.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the founding of Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the sacrament of holy baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, endowing us with immortal life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, astonishment for angels incomprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, enfathomed in all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, source of our happiness and joy.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing all the works of his hands.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, crown of all of God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in which we are all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, sweet relief for anguished hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, only hope of despairing souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, repose of hearts, peace amidst fear.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, delight and ecstasy of holy souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you.
Together, eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and a treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. O incomprehensible and limitless mercy divine, who can extol and adore you worthily? Jesus, I trust in you.
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 Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Queen of Mercy,
Saint
Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Saint Mother Teresa,
pray for us.
Saint Albert,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.